Welcome back to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight we have session 26 and the start of our new season. At the beginning, I read out some listener email and thank you for it. If you are listening and haven't contacted us yet, we would love to hear from you. Leave email at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com, leave a review on iTunes, or join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic.com/forums. Now, on with our show, episode 26, part 1.
Oh, I remember the security guard I helped. I wonder how he's doing.
Oh, he got fired from his job, lost his wife, probably harbors a deep-seated resentment against you.
I helped him keep his job.
And now we see how far...
No, he lost the... Yes, he lost that job after you tried to help him. Therefore, it is your fault.
It's not my fault he was lazy. I told him to stop. I told him to get some exercise.
Stop eating the potato chips, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got some feedback. We got one comment from a listener in Finland. He says, "Hi, great show you guys have there. I've been listening to you since Anim 5 mentioned the podcast in the Gutter Skypes," which I play a lot of their things at the end of our podcast. "I like how you're playing a long campaign instead of a series of one-shots like most of the other RPG podcasts, and I really like how your story and characters have developed over time. And investigative police procedure stories versus high-level political machinations versus action-packed hijinks. I really like the wacky hijinks. More robots, more biplanes, and more electric ray guns. Cheers."
Developing characters?
And
we have?
Not sure if this is pronouncing it right, but it's from, it says, "Cheers, Antti, A-N-T-T-I-K, and P.S.
Antti, yes, they post regularly to the Gutter Skypes as well.
Ah, okay. And it says, "P.S., have your players already realized that 3R, a German company pioneering a new age for the Teutons, using enhanced Ubermen equals a Third Reich. Keep up the good work. Looking forward, more to come."
Third Reich? I didn't think they'd made it to the Second Reich yet.
Who knows how technology has developed in this world?
I'm going to guess that they should currently be working on the Second Reich, considering the Third Reich happened after World War One.
And we got another person that got a hold of us with a question from apparently the Fate RPG group on Yahoo, just noting that we use map tools and wanted to know if we had a framework that we're using with it. And we have a framework of such that Nick is providing with us there. And he's made some more changes to it, so we're going to try them out today and see how they go.
Hey, Bert, you might want to clear out the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
It's really basic.
Josh, you've got some noisy with Noreen.
Okay, I'm going to start muting myself. I'm eventually going to get a new headset mic because this standing mic, whilst better in some cases, is proving quite bad for you guys. So.
Ah, I just grabbed a lapel mic myself. It seems to be working pretty good.
Well, I have a headset. I only have it for the mic because the headphones don't actually work on it.
I've had that more than once where I've had headsets where, because the earphones have actually broken, I either jury-rigged or it was kind of like, okay, speakers and here's headset for the mic. But I actually have a headset because I like headsets.
Yes, I have a big head and a beard, so headsets don't work well.
Average-sized head. No beard.
All right. Well, let's get started. So last session, at the end of season one, we had you approaching the home of Tesla, the power building. It provides all broadcast power to Metapol. And as you see, as you're going down the road, a big explosion. And Bishop says...
Damn you, Harris!
Right.
Mr. Marlowe, would you please stun him? He's gone crazy again.
I point to the fact, I look at him and go, You do realize I'm driving.
Watch the road. Watch the road.
Yes. I'd already made you do a driving roll at the end of last session that you came out with okay. And so as you've regained control of your car, the engine dies. The lights go out, and you still have control as your car starts slowing down. And around you, the same problem is happening to the other motorists on the road. It's all of their cars also lose power, and you see the building lights starting to fade out as well as the power building crumbles.
What time of day is it?
Yeah, I was going to ask, what time of day was it when we were going? I thought it was like after.
Yep, it's late afternoon.
Okay.
Let's see. John wants to know if we can kick him from map tools. Can you kick someone from map tools? I don't know.
No.
Let's try. No. Okay.
Yeah, because you picked me from map tools before.
It's okay, I'll just change my name.
Make sure you give yourself control of in the configure, in the ownership thing. It's important.
So, this is a shocking turn of events.
What was the title for this?
No title yet. I come up with a title after the session.
Okay.
How far are we from Tesla's butler's place?
Well, they, now,
the
as far as you know,
gone up as a mushroom cloud type explosion rising from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we feel intense heat?
No, actually, you're far enough away. This is probably a good couple of miles away that you see this. The building is large enough that it stands out pretty well against the skyline. Your major concern right now is that you are in bumper-to-bumper traffic, as everyone has suddenly come to a stop, and there's quite a bit of panic around you. It's still late afternoon, so there's still plenty of light outside, although it is threatening dark in a few hours.
I look to the people around me, say, okay, gents, we should start with the relief effort. I'm going to go head over to the building, see if I can get a few people with me around here, and see if we can start getting the rescue done, see if we can find anyone in the rubble.
Listen, please tell me this vehicle of yours was built by Ms. Erbauer.
Of course.
Does she not have the habit of installing self-generated motors in them?
I look to Bert.
I pointed the cars around us. We've got no way we can move.
Can we not get out and push?
The cars are in the way.
Okay, okay. I don't think that we're going to be that much additional help in shifting rubble. However, I do think if Tesla's butler managed to get him out of before the explosion, or if there was an attack of some kind, if we go to the butler's house, there might be clues there.
Or we might find out the cliche is true that the butler did it. I doubt it, though.
I don't even know what to.
We will happily kill you and blame it on the building.
Yes.
Yes, well, I died in the building a couple miles away.
Brain him with a brick and then leave the brick on him so it looks like it was shrapnel.
Yes. So how far are we from Tesla's butler's place?
Do you actually know that Tesla's butler has a place?
Yeah,
that is a reasonable question. As far as we know,
he lives entirely in his building. That's where he is. That's where he was going to be. That's where we were meeting him.
Yeah.
In your dealing
with Tesla, gentlemen, but this is taking too long. I am going to make my own way there on foot.
And I'll agree with him.
I'm actually diving out of the car as fast as I can and starting to sprint. It's a bit of a stretch to say that I can climb a building and try to glide there, even though if I do get a limited use out of this glider pack.
I will start a jog since I've practiced jogging, and I will write a note, quick note on my car and put it inside the inside of the windshield, property of Bishop.
Oh, I make sure
to put my full name. Daniel Bishop, property of Daniel Bishop.
I'm
property of Yoink.
Yes.
I say as I get out, make sure to lock the doors, please. And I take my key with me.
The electrically operated locks?
No, probably not.
Uh,
And what is Gavin and Mr. Marlowe doing?
I'm not sure exactly where in the city we are. How close would it take much longer for me to get to the testimony? I want to get my bike, basically. How much extra time would that be?
Well, you're about 2 miles from the heart of the city, where the power building is. So you're asking basically, is your place of business or home close enough that you can go and get your bike? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Sure. From one trade point, it happened to be on the same street that your flat is on.
Well, I was picking everyone up, so...
That's true. You were.
Wait. No, we were driving straight there from the police station.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think we were that far away. We were going straight there after the last case.
Oh, it's not like
you wandered around town. There was no picking people up.
I did pick everyone up from the police station.
Yes, from where you dropped us off.
Yes.
But the thing is that we wouldn't have been that far. I don't know how big the city is. I would have thought we would have been closer than that.
No, we got a good distance. So it was dramatically appropriate when the building exploded.
I recall the theater man was actually on the outskirts of town, wasn't he? So.
I live in District 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what district we were in when we left the police station.
We would normally hang out in District 8, I thought.
You would be coming up the...
8 is the exceedingly poor district. So, we
went to the docks. That's in 8. Mm-hmm. After the docks, we went to where his place was. Well,
which was District 1.
Yeah, we would probably be in 1.
So
my place wouldn't be that far away.
Mm-hmm. So I took because of traffic out of 1, I took, a route through 5 for one fate chip.
That's fine, yeah.
All right, where's my spend fate chip? Bing! Hey, look, I can go get my bike from here.
There's your house, right there on the corner.
And while he goes does that, I'm doing my jog.
Can I just check how far is it on foot? Roughly to Tesla's tower.
2 miles.
Okay, and the state of the streets, I think it's probably pretty chaotic.
Yes, you're basically catching the traffic of everyone getting home at the end of their shifts. So yeah, there's a lot of traffic between you and the building.
Hey Bert, mm-hmm. On my way, I'm also going to start saying, kind of getting, you know how there's the panic and people don't know what to do. I'm going to start kind of like, I'm going to take my time, but I'm going to start yelling to people, come on, let's work together. Let's see who's still there, kind of get the crowd going over there, with my presence and voice of authority.
Yeah, give me a presence roll. Let's see how many people you can get into.
What is presence under?
Presence is social.
There we go. Let's see, I'm adding the +2 for voice of authority.
Wow.
Okay. We're siding with Harris against you on this.
I was going to give the crowd a 5 against that just because they're kind of disoriented. They're all grumpy about not being able to get home to their wives and dinner. That's still a good number. So, sure. Describe what happens.
Essentially, I get out of my car. I see the people. I'm like, there's been an emergency. Let's go together. Let's see who we can save. Don't worry about this. If we can get the people out of there, they'll know exactly what to do. I know we should organize. And I basically kind of just spout on a little bit more, kind of like getting the people. And I just have that presence, that one man who seems to know exactly what's going on that people just cling to. And I kind of grab the people and just, kind of start getting the crowd to move towards the center and get the idea in their head. I mean, there's probably a few people who are like, I need to go check on my family. That, there's probably a few who walk away.
You made it by 3, so I'm going to say a good 30 people around you kind of get the fervor to want to go and help. So they start basically help clear the way as they are heading towards the tower.
Only 30? I don't like that. I'm going to spend a chip because I'm a man of the people.
Nice.
All right, you want to do it as a +2? I'll give you another 20 people.
Exactly. That works for me.
Sure, you've got a small army now marching towards power.
I can just see it now, like, with no chips left.
And John,
given the distance, I am going to climb the building and use my glider pack, which I will spend a point to have if you wish. I mean, I did miniaturize it, but it's pretty much a stretch to say I've got it on me all the time. But you did say District 5, so...
Okay, anything that you've spent points on, character points on, you don't really have to declare that you have or don't have. It's assumed that you have it with you since it's part of your points as a character.
Hey, I spent points on my bike.
Oh, then there you go. You can take your fate ship back if you spent points on the bike.
It's a stunt. It's an actual stunt of mine.
Okay, good enough.
Hang on, did you say Drina's place was near where we are?
No, Drina's place is back in District 2.
All right. Okay. I misheard that.
Wow, she's in a higher district than I thought. I thought she was one of the lower districts.
Yeah, just very simply then, I keep on taking it out of the city from time to time for regular test flights and got into the habit of keeping it with me.
Mm-hmm. So. Sure, so you head for one of the taller buildings near you and run up the stairs to get to the roof?
Yes.
Sounds good. And Mr. Marlowe?
Does the tram system lead to... tower. I mean, would there be underground tunnels under tower that are accessible?
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, the whole network switching station is underneath the tower where the trains reroute to the next district over.
Okay. That would be
electricity and are now stuck in the tunnels.
Yeah, but they don't cover the entire tunnels. A man can still normal subway systems.
Everyone has basic knowledge of the city. The pneumatic train system would still be working if broadcast power wasn't.
Oh.
They have their own power lines to them.
Do they use the our regular rail where you have the three rails, the one providing power, etc.?
No, it's pneumatic, actually. It uses suction.
Oh, wow. it uses air.
Yes.
Ah, okay, cool.
And if it is pneumatic, at least it's sealed the tunnel, so you wouldn't actually have one.
Well, everybody knows this, so, I mean, that seems to make more sense than all of us running like chickens with our heads cut off to get below where the tower collapsed, and then, because, honestly, a tower of that size, you could get 1,000 or 10,000 men, and the blocks are going to be moving very slowly. That's going to be a lot of time-consuming work. However, if we go underneath power, whatever's still standing might be accessible.
So, okay. Mr. Marlowe, then, you're heading for the nearest pneumatic tube access?
I would...
Get on the corner there.
Yeah, I mean, if I could get... I don't know. Given that this is general knowledge to everybody, and I don't think everybody knew this before they did their actions, would it be possible rather than us run around with the chickens with our head cut off to do this?
Bishop's crowd of 50 people, though, would probably swamp the pneumatic system if they're all trying to get on the same car. Such a good idea.
There will probably be an entrance near there anyway, but it's only 2 miles, so I'm going that way.
Okay.
Biggest problem is that we're going to break up and have no communication with each other. That's going to be the problem.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be out of communications. I think splitting up here is a bad idea.
We've already split up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I will yell at Gavin and the other guy, Hundegard, to see if... Oh, we can salvage a team.
Too late.
So, okay. Underguard's already gone up into a high rise as you are making the statement. Bishop or Gavin, you can.
No, I want my bicycle so I can get across city easily.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to split into four groups. Excellent.
No, three of the groups will meet again.
Yes.
we're likely to meet up at the tower anyway. So
yep. Yes.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. Everyone's trying to get there as fast as possible.
Unless they've installed anti-aircraft turret setters, which I wouldn't put past Tesla and his mania.
But there's no power.
So they'll just have to shoot them down the old-fashioned way with cannon.
One thing I'd like to do, and this is something that you probably, I don't know whereabouts it would go, is on the way try and get by near really one of the tallest buildings in the city I can, just so I can go up the top and look around and see if there's any incoming air traffic trying to take advantage of this wee incident.
Ah.
Or if there's anything major I can spot from the air that's a big important happening.
Metropol skyline actually is not that polluted during the day. You know, there's not all the smog and everything, and the buildings aren't terribly high, so you've actually got a good vantage of the skyline from just about anywhere in Metropol. But if you do want to try to get onto a building, I mean, there are several around you, but you've got a pretty good vantage point.
No, Hundergard will also be seeing whatever I'm going to see, but
yes.
I don't know who's offline. I want my own source of information.
All right, well, Bishop, you start running off with your crowd. You say you've got you've been practicing your running.
Yes.
Give me an endurance roll there, and
let's see
how fast you can make it to.
Oh yes, I did get that up. I'm happy. That is I got to double check to make sure I updated it, because I know I changed it a while back. Okay, no.
In the meantime, John, you can be giving me a roll for you get to the top of the building and get your glider ready to go.
Let's see, that's 3. Endurance is up to date. So that's under. What is that under?
John, I'm not sure if we decided that your glider will be an athletics or a piloting role.
We went with piloting in the end, and I've noticed it's down as flight. I'm just going to make sure that I'm just going to check my skills again on the token.
Two. Bishop, a 2. Okay. You having a little difficulty with the cars. Some of them did crash along the way, and so they are making it difficult. You're basically walking across tops of cars at some point, you know, jumping over the trunks and front ends, doing a little bit of city parkouring.
It gives me good practice for when I next meet the...
All right.
Meet.
But you're making headway. You're actually... let's see. Let me give a general athletic roll to the crowd here.
Come on, crowd. Do well.
Yeah, crowd's doing this about... They're keeping up with you. Some of them might be pacing themselves to not outdo you, as you've been declared the leader of the small mob. And you're also the one to take fire first. So, of course. John, you have a little difficulty. You catch an updraft just as you clear the building.
And yeah, I'm going to spend a point.
One is fine. You can spend points to get there faster if you want. But just remember, one is a success. So
I'm going to get there faster. And my glider has some natural advantages. I'm not sure if they're going to come into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. Just spend a point on I don't have time for this. sorry, I'm getting tired of all this. I was having what I got in again. So that's a 3 in total. All
right. Okay.
And my glider has a upgrade improvement when it comes to catching thermals and the slightest breeze.
All right. So, I'm going to say you're going to be able to get some good height, so you're able to get a good aerial view of what's going on. The debris mushroom cloud from the falling tower is pluming up into the air. There doesn't seem to be a great dispersion of debris, though. It looks almost like I'm going to say with your head in the books, you have some knowledge of, you've at least seen document studies of explosions, etc. This looks like it was a very controlled blast. There's very little collateral damage to the area around the tower.
And not to forget, as Ms. Drina keeps on pointing out, archaeology is one step away from tomb robbing. So,
the other thing you notice while you're up there, and Gavin, you notice this too, since you in particular said you were scanning the skyline, is there is a police Zeppelin heading towards the building. This is the kind that deploy the nice armored police troop.
All just because I'm paranoid, is it perfectly logical that this would have been up there in time, or is this someone sneaking under the guise of, oh, look, we're a police Zeppelin? This thing from the time. Obviously, I can't tell. I can't tell
right.
details.
The Zeppelin that you see, though, you've had some... Everyone's been around the police station enough to know this is basically the SWAT team. This is the, oh, things have gone south really badly. The quick response, maximum firepower. That's what's heading in.
And is this within the response time, though?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. For now, I'm perfectly able to assume it's not someone in disguise.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead and give me just an athletics roll there to see how well you're doing with your bike towards getting to the tower.
Well, actually, this is where I negotiate with GM. Maybe I could use streetwise to get my way through back streets and stuff. My bike does have the aspect.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Well, I tell you what. Give me a streetwise first. So let's see if you're familiar with this section of town and the back roads around this area.
If he rolls a negative, I'll laugh that he doesn't know his own home.
I'm going to put that in some reason.
Oh, wow. There you go. All right, that's going to give you a +3 on to your choice of either athletics, endurance, or drive, pilot, whatever you want to call it.
Driving and endurance are the same, and both are better than athletics. I'll go with driving. Sod it. Find where you put the button. I've just pushed it before. There we go. That's a +2, did you say, or +3?
+3 with a 6.
Ooh. Okay. There you go.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, you remember a couple of alleys, really thin alleys between a few buildings that normally there's no traffic on at all. And perfect time of day. There's, you know, they've already taken the garbage out, so you've got a good shot to the tower, and you're making good time. Meanwhile, down in the subways, Mr. Marlowe, there is a tube that's just stopped that's boarding passengers. Everyone's kind of looking around to see what's going on. You hear people around you talking about feeling a tremor down here, and some people are going up the stairs to see what's going on, but for the most part, no one down here realizes what's happening, and it's kind of business as normal right now. People are boarding the tram.
If it's going to Tesla, that's where I want to be.
Yep, it's going to basically the large switching station that's right below Power's Tower, and it's one of the
large. If I have a chance,
mm-hmm.
If I have a chance to buy a donut, I'll go and buy a donut and get on the tram and take sure. a hit from my flask and
throw a few coins at a kid who's got a little board box in front of him, you know. Selling cigarettes and beer and donuts.
I restock my cigarettes and I just calmly board the tram. And
you notice he's got a little pin on his shirt that says "I love Bishop."
I tip him less.
Well played, good sir.
All right, sure. You get on the tram. The talk continues. People are saying, "Hey, is that an earthquake? I hear this." I hear there's earthquakes here occasionally. There's some people from out of town just kind of, you know, asking around. It's like, hey, does that happen a lot?
I turned my steely glare to them.
Wow, I heard people in Metapole were nice. Guess that was wrong in the brochure.
Yes, it was.
All right, the trams are a pretty fast transit, so you're whooshed along. John says, at least you didn't pull your knife on him.
Oh, yeah, that's going to come out when later.
So. All right, so your various ways, you're all heading towards the tower. With the rolls I'm seeing here, it looks like Gavin actually is going to get there quickest, taking some of the low roads through town, some of the bypasses.
No, that four included the 3 and everything on it.
Right.
Yeah. So this was our roll to negative 1 after all that.
Mm-hmm. So, Gavin, you arrive kind of at the area of the debris first, and there are already some policemen out that were probably patrolling the area. They're trying to set up some of the wooden horses to keep people out, have some caution lines out. They're trying to keep everyone back away from the rubble, and there's people screaming out, like, "Ah, my husband was at work today!" And they're having a hard time trying to keep everyone under control. You only see maybe a half dozen police officers trying to keep, you know, this is a crowd of you know, 100 or more people that are kind of surrounding the area. And you are noticing also that it was a very, very few of the buildings surrounding tower, the tower were damaged at all. Some brickwork did get jettisoned out. There's a few broken windows, but overall you would think that it would have done more damage.
Yeah, before I alert anyone to progress, I'm just doing a circle of the place and sort of taking information about how bad things are, if there's anything that catches my investigator's eye, that sort of thing.
Sure. Give me an empathy roll first.
I don't need to worry about that. I don't have any. Think. Zero. There you go.
No problem. Yes.
Matt, what did you do to this system?
The cries of the crowd around you are falling on deaf ears as you're not really caring that someone's lost her baby in the crowd. All right, what kind of...
I'm viewing the bigger picture here. If something else is going on, it's going to lead to more danger later on. I'd rather know about it now rather than trying to help people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me an investigation roll. This is an assessment of the scene around you.
Bing!
Nice. Okay. Yeah. First thing, Gavin, you realize is the police cannot handle the crowd. Some of them are already going into the rubble of the building. By the looks of it, some of them are concerned about the people in there, but you're getting the impression that a lot of them are looters as well.
Yeah, I'm just remembering last time I tried to intimidate someone with a gun. Okay.
Yes. There's
That's
still
why
a lot
I'm
of
not trying to make a stand right this minute, because I know how good I am. So.
There's still a lot of smoke coming out of the debris, and there's little patches of fire out as well. And your trained eye is definitely seeing many bodies amongst the ruins. Some people look like they tried to jump out of windows, even as the tower was falling. Some of them look like they had just gotten out of the front doors when the towers fell on them. There's a lot of bodies in the piles as well. The fires are starting to spread. A little patches of them here and there, but they're starting to catch on some of the more combustible rubble. So the fire is starting to spread as well.
Right. Where's the most dangerous area that's likely to cause? The fire starting, where's it likely to blow up first?
Yes. With the roll you got there, it was something that you notice is towards the... The power center is kind of the center of the town, okay? So if all of Meadowfold is this big big wheel and each of the sections are spokes, the area that's about 30 degrees, if you know, on the wheel, as it were, to the back of where power is, you know from some of the things that you do for your job that there are a lot of explosive chemicals kept in that area. Propellant,
right.
Gases for different industries, etc.
Instead of setting up tickets for the fire show. No.
Right. All right, I'm going to cut over to, let's see, get back to you in a second. Okay, Bishop, sure, you and your unruly mob are clearing.
No, they're ruly. I'm making sure they're under control.
Fine, your ruly mob are doing some property damage as you're walking across tops of cars so that you can get there in a more direct path. You kind of see you come upon the scene as well, where there's just a small handful of police that are trying desperately to set up a barricade to keep people out, and people are already starting to stream over the wooden horses that are set up.
Do I notice fire?
You do notice some fire. Go ahead and give me an investigation roll. Just a quick assessment of the situation.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't really notice that the fires are a problem. You're just seeing a few patches here and there.
Wow, that was a negative two. Nick, what did you do? Would danger sense be important here since there's
Yes, it was. Yes, so it'll knock it up to a positive two with a danger sense. So that will tell you.
Wouldn't that give me a three because it's normally a plus two?
Is it plus two?
Danger sense was on alertness.
Oh, yeah, it was alertness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I was going to say, when I do find you, I'll be putting you to try and focus here as I'm getting that cleared first.
Essentially, once I get told this, I basically look at my crowd and go, bucket brigades, bucket brigades, bucket brigades, let's get it going. And I look at the people in the rubble, fire first. And I make sure to give anyone who I suspect is a looter, I will intimidate them if necessary.
So the people around you that you're yelling Bucket Brigade are kind of staring at you and looking at the fire plug that requires a large wrench to open and staring at you, not knowing exactly where they're supposed to get water from.
I give them instructions.
Do you know where you're going to get water from? You know about the fire plugs, but they require a rather large wrench to open.
I think
Chip, someone's got something handy nearby. Just a minute, Chip boy.
Yeah. Luckily for me, yes, someone happens to have the right wrench. There you go. Oops, I did the wrong thing. There, someone happens to have the right size. One of the police officers, I basically say, we need to take care of the fires. One of the police officers says, right on you. I have a wrench right here. I happen to have a wrench with me.
He was using it to brain somebody.
It was on the trunk of my car. Yeah.
It was a tree. Yeah, I found Drina's car.
I wouldn't go there. So.
I know. Someone has it, and essentially, I'm getting it ready. I'm getting everyone trying to organize people a little bit better, making sure everything is nicely organized, doing what the police really didn't have the presence to do.
Right.
Like a permanent empathy role. Yeah, he'll get it.
Yep. Sure. You find someone that's got a tool, as you described there. So they're opening up a couple of fire plugs. People are looking around to find buckets or anything to be able to get the water to the necessary area. So good job. That's being taken care of. Meantime.
Do I need to make an empathy role?
Not just yet. I'm having you just get it all going for right now. I'll come back to that in a second. Hundegard, okay, you're catching some good thermals. You've got a lot of height on the situation. Give me a quick investigation roll to take an assessment of what's going on.
Okay, where is that one? Classic. Investigation, which I still don't understand why it's under criminal. A 2.
Okay, good enough. You see the fires. You're not aware of the imminent danger of that right away, but some things that you notice are the fire trucks are on the way, but it looks like they're not able to get through the traffic. They've got their own, most of the fire trucks are combustion engine, so they've got their own power source, but they're basically having to push cars aside, which is slowing them down, trying to get to where they need to be. You're also now seeing the Zeppelin has stopped somewhere near the fallen tower, and ropes are being tossed out the side, and you see the armored police troops are now rappelling down to the ground from the Zeppelin.
Okay. Quick assessment. Is there someone who appears like they should be in charge, even if they're not, just someone who looks like they should have information about the building?
Bishop looks like he should be in charge.
Okay. Yeah,
I know better, though.
With your investigation of 2 there, you actually do notice that there is a small crowd forming down there that looks like they're trying to get the fire under control. Other than that, you don't see too much in the way of organized help for anything. You see a few scattering of policemen here and there that don't seem to be too effective at keeping people away.
Okay, now, I want to grab...
You're seeing the descending armored police troopers coming down, and you're thinking, there we go, those guys will get it under control, surely!
They're armored police troops. They're probably going to brain me if I try to talk to them.
They're not at all suspicious. They're not at all bad guys in disguise. Not at all.
Meanwhile, the tram section. Let me go down here real quick. And Mr. Marlowe, give me an athletics roll.
Ooh, that's a negative 2.
Positive. Probably
remember. So you've got
I rolled a negative 2 there.
Yeah,
So I'm. So is that a positive 2?
Yeah, that's a positive 2.
All right, I got you. All right, so you're able to brace yourself. You apparently weren't able to find a seat anyway as you got on, as you were one of the last people on the tram. So you're standing and you're holding onto a bar, which is a good thing, because the tram comes to a quick, sudden stop. As you know, everyone that was not really belted in or just kind of standing around leisurely gets thrown to the front of the tram. You hear the squealing of the brakes as they're trying to slow things down, and then there's a very sudden stop. You hear the crumpling and crushing of the front metal of the tram. What do you do?
Is the tram stop crashing? Or
it, yeah, it was a very sudden stop. And
okay. Yeah. Well, then there's a door. I open the door.
Okay, give me a might roll, as it is still closed. People around you are panicking. You can hear that people have been injured and are hurt. Yeah, the doors are stuck pretty solidly. You think maybe the frame got bent with whatever it collided with.
If I spin the chip, will that open the door?
You only have to succeed, so you just need a one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll spin the chip and
just take the plus two.
Open the door.
Sure. You're able to wrench the door open, and it is the whole train has been kind of accordioned. It's been, you know, just from front end to rear end, it's been just kind of crushed a little. You pop out. The tunnels have the emergency lighting on, which are the dull red light that doesn't cast a lot of light into the tunnels. And you immediately, you're kind of assaulted with this smoke, and there's a lot of dust and silt in the air. You smell oil.
That's interesting.
It's kind of hard to see around the front of the tram. It looks like the tram hit a wall of debris.
Wow, really? That is weird. Okay. I take out my handkerchief, douse it with my alcohol, put it over my face, and
bracing.
Yep. And then strode boldly into and see if there is a, you know, side entrance or something of that nature.
Sure, give me an investigation roll.
Three.
Nice. Okay, yes, the train hit. It looks like the subway tunnel has been collapsed. There's broken up rubble, tracks bent, and, you know, kind of just thrown out in odd directions. The train just couldn't stop in time. It just ran right into the rubble. It seems like it stopped moving, both the tram and the rubble falling, and you think that there's enough room between you and some of the debris that you can kind of squeeze by into the tunnel in front of the tram.
I do so.
Okay. You get through through the hole between the tram and the collapsed walls. It's pretty dark in here. It looks like the backup lighting was affected and it's been cut off. So you've basically got a dark passage, but you can see some light further ahead.
I haven't used this entire time I've had it. If I say spy gear, I have a night vision goggle set on me.
Sure. That's going to be your what you're going to set it for this.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Why not?
Okay. You slide them on, and you know, your view starts to coalesce into that nice grainy green and black of night vision. And you see the tunnel's in really bad shape. Do you have any kind of... Well, you were in the war. Go ahead and give me a scholarship roll. You might have seen the effects of explosions before.
I actually have explosive demolitions training.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
I took that as a stunt to my repair.
Okay. You can do that then.
Okay.
Do a repair roll and...
Shoot. I got a two.
Okay. And you say you took it as a stunt for repair?
Yeah. Basically, so that...
You know, in the same way, I took the medical one for my scholarship. So he did the same thing for repair for explosives.
Yep.
Okay. Sure. It looks like what you're seeing, this is blow black. What you were seeing on top where the explosion didn't radiate above, you're thinking that maybe the main force of the explosion happened below the center.
Yeah, so someone set charges in the columns, shaped charges, blew the columns, thus creating a pancaking effect where there was very little debris shot out, but it collapsed in on itself, and particularly I would expect any point around the foundation points would be just totally blocked, is what I'm... that's what I think.
Yes, yes. Good assessment.
And so that's... what I was expecting, and I just...
With your night vision, you are able to see a few access points down this relatively unblocked chamber now, so you can find your way out, or you can keep trying to push ahead.
I'm going ahead. I'm looking for... see if I can find a... see if I can find something that is stable in here that can... that would either lead me down so I can... where I suspect there's a Tesla has built himself a bunker or something of that nature.
All right, so you're going to explore, go forward through the passage and see what you can find. All right,
yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Right, meanwhile, above ground, guys that are already on the scene, you're all noticing the armored troops that are rappelling down from the Zeppelin above, and they are... You know, these are the iron cops, the ones that are in the big steampunk armor. They've got these huge, like, they look like portable cannons that they're grasping in their arms. They're coming down. They quickly are able to disperse the crowd. Their amplified voices coming out of their metal helmets as they're yelling at everyone to back off and to create a perimeter. One of them is coming towards your group there, Bishop, and he's starting to yell at your people to clear out, to get out of the way.
Since Gavin has told me this, I tell him that I kind of explain to him what I'm doing. I'm trying to prevent further damage from the explosion, from the chemicals in the back, etc. And I'm telling him this logically and saying that this group, I can vouch for, we're doing exactly
right.
What we need
he's,
to do.
He's not, you start stringing a few sentences together, and he's using the butt of his gun to kind of move people along. He doesn't seem to be wanting to listen to you, at least anything long that you're saying.
I'm Daniel Bishop. I know
I hold
Blair.
My badge up.
I hold up my badge as they say, I'm Daniel Bishop. I know Blair. And I know Mr. Frederick.
So, yeah, he's pushing the people around you, and he comes up to you, and he looks at your ID and says, you're hearing it kind of reverberate out of the speakers on his helmet. He's saying, that's all fine and good. This is an emergency situation. Please retreat. Okay, what I'm looking for Mr. Bishop is I want some kind of fast talk role, something to convince him quickly, because he's not going to listen for long.
I was going to say, would it be rapport?
Rapport takes too long. I'm looking for probably presence or intimidation, one of the two.
Shared damn presence, I would have gone for.
Yep.
I'm Daniel Bishop, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Daniel Bishop, damn it. Do you know who I am?
Sure.
Is this considered a new scene or not?
I tell you, yeah, sure.
Good. That means I get the voice of authority again.
If you want to give me a context roll to see if this guy knows you, and I'll give you it as a bonus onto your presence.
Context roll?
Yeah.
Okay. he's not going to be underground. How's that for a bonus?
Okay, plus four. Give me a presence.
Okay, that's plus four plus the two for voice of authority. How's a 10 for you?
Okay, well, let's see. Let's see how he does. Yes, sir, Mr. Bishop, sir. He's not quite sure whether to salute or bow to you.
I basically say these are people are working on keeping the fires from spreading. Do your job. We'll make sure there's no more explosions and we get the fires down so that we can save as many people as we can. And I'll make sure they preserve the evidence.
Right. He goes to harass some other people.
That,
All right, Gavin. So you're privy to this little scene.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hundergard, you can be winging your way down at this point as well.
Shut out of the sky. Incoming!
Yeah, I'm going to go all out of the containers and just get down to the ground as quick as I can in one piece, obviously.
Yes. You've already made your piloting roll. I won't make you roll again, so you've got control.
Total three, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's see how well your guys are able to control the fire so far. Okay, they've bought you some time, but it still looks like the fire's going to be a problem. Gavin, you're noticing that the fire's gotten a little bit of ground, actually. It's still threatening to consume some of the buildings that you know for a fact are storing some things that shouldn't be on fire.
There's no river we can divert, unfortunately.
Too bad. I was hoping I'd be given a bonus with my amazing presence.
Can we open more fire plugs and just sort of like flood the area in between?
Good thought. Okay. You get people on it and just start opening up all the fire plugs you can to get as much water onto the scene as you can. Right.
Okay.
And Mr. Hundegaard, you might want to relate what you saw from the air as far as what the holdup on the fire department is.
As he comes almost crashing to the ground in just a rather amusing, if the circumstances were not so drastic, run to try and lose the momentum. Fire department is caught in traffic and they are having to shove their way through the stuck cars.
I look at him and go,
I saw the fires.
I'm on it, and go to talk to the guy who in the big power armor who's pushing
to people
aside.
Turning to Jameis, turning to our clerk. Have you tried making fire breaks using wet material? No?
People stare at you. Wet material?
I'm shouting really loudly now. Get some damned cloths, bedspreads, sheets, anything. Soak it, throw it in the way of the fire.
We're not used to this fancy smancy archaeology talk.
I was originally going to do something to do with archaeology, but no, the fire is more important.
Nice.
Fancy archaeology talk anyway.
So you guys are, the three of you are kind of trying to coordinate people. I don't need another role from Bishop. You've got your guys pretty good under control.
I also made sure to go back to the guy who's, you know, knocking people aside and make sure to mention that the fire department's having trouble getting here. Send a couple of guys in armor to clear the way.
Sure. You did well enough on your role that two guys peel off from the group and they actually start going in the path where the fire vehicle is trying to get to you, and they just start pushing cars out of the way.
That's what I figured they'd do.
All right. For Mr. Hundegaard and Mr. Gaven, your choice of either presence, empathy, or rapport to try and get your group to do what they need to do. Metagame for a second. I'm looking for a total of 30 positive points to be able to control the fire. Mr. Bishop has already contributed a full 20 of those points.
Okay, goodbye my chips.
Now, you don't have to do this all in one scene, so don't feel that you need to blow everything on one roll. You'll get subsequent rolls.
I think my presence, I recall, is highest. I don't have empathy or rapport.
Generated a 4 on empathy.
Okay.
Oh, you got a 3. Yay!
And I will then spend a immediate point on archaeology as a way of life.
See? Told you.
I know how to control a scene when necessary.
You've had stupid grad students before that you've heard it.
Yes. It's people who have knocked over various flammable liquids while on a very delicate dig.
Mm-hmm.
So spend 8 points for that. That brings me up to a total of 6.
Okay.
Which means if I spend a chip, that will give us the 10th point we need.
Yes, it would.
So and I might
control
as well
it in one scene.
I am a disciplined man, and I know how to control others. Bing! Chip thing.
Fair enough.
We're spending all our chips on this. I'm hoping we get some compels later.
You're able to cajole and browbeat people into doing what you need them to do as the fire gets under control. Meanwhile, below the subways...
where it rages out of control and consumes everything.
Yes.
And it's raining.
Yes. Mr. Marlowe, you're getting to a part where the damage looks like it's worse. You think that you're getting towards the epicenter. But it is becoming tighter to move around. The dust is getting a little harder to deal with as your alcohol-soaked handkerchief is giving you a buzz. And if you're talking, we're not hearing you.
I soldier forward. I'm going for Tesla.
Okay. You got to a point where you think this is like the last chamber before it got into the switching chamber, and now it's completely collapsed. You can see the flickering of light a little further into the tunnel since you're wearing your night vision. It's like flares of light ahead of you, and it doesn't look like it's flickering flares. So it doesn't look like it's a natural light, or it doesn't look like it's artificial light. Excuse me.
You're completely breaking up for me. I did not understand a single word of that.
All right.
Now you're breaking up for us. Bird is coming through clear, but you're breaking up, Logos. Hello?
Yep. So we will both pause and see if it helps.
Give that a few seconds, and hopefully that'll help.
Can you hear us, Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You're coming through now.
All right, so what I was saying is that you're seeing flickering light through this last bit of debris. It's starting to get a little tight. You're pretty sure that beyond this barrier is where the train switching station was.
Okay. Can I give an athletics roll to contort through here? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay. -3. Oh, no.
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
I think like you were. Are you sure you're not a professional contortionist?
No, he was a tunnel rat.
Makes his skin very slippery.
He was a tunnel rat back in the war. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's actually true. So
there you go. All right, and you get through this basically this section of collapsed corridor, and immediately you notice one, your infrared, your seeing the dark vision is just overwhelmed with light, so you're not able to see through it too well, and you also start feeling very hot.
Oh, there's not a surprise. I rip the infrared thing off, and then
you're confronted with a blaze, as there is a quite a large fire that is still burning down here in the middle of the tunnel system, where all the tracks kind of come together and able to reroute.
Mm-hmm.
The ceiling is collapsed. You can see a little bit of sunlight in the arched roof above you.
Oh, that's cool. I'm looking for way out, way down.
Way out, you see easily enough. A small. All right, sorry about that. Skype apparently crashed for some reason.
No problem.
All right, so what was the last thing you heard?
The way out was easy.
Yes. And to that point, you hadn't found any odd passages going further down or anything that you wouldn't expect to see.
Right. So I'm in. I believe I'm in the center.
Yes, you think you're
where
right.
Where the tower was.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no access, no doors that I would have suspicion to believe to lead down. There's just nobody here and just flames.
Yes. If you want to poke around a little bit, it's a fairly large chamber. Just see if there are.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Give me an investigation. I'm risking roll. Life and limb here.
Okay. Give me an investigation.
And no one knows.
It's a little bit more difficult. I'm going to give you a -3 just because of all of the debris in the air and the heat from the flames, which is spreading, by the way.
Nice. All right. Well, this is probably my death scene. -3.
You won't die. We'll just discover you in the rubble.
I took a -3 off of that, so I got a 2.
Very nice. Okay. You actually are seeing some bodies here and there. They look like they were caught in a blast, as you know, you're seeing bits and pieces of body here and there, mm-hmm. Bits of outfits from like the train conductors, etc. The whole, you've come upon the part where you think the tower should be above you, because now there's just this column of debris from the building. Just, you know, basically, if you think of the top of this area as being the floor of the building. Well, the building is now just dropped down through the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, it pancaked its way down.
Yes.
To its foundations. But yeah, I am definitely looking for access points for, you know, inspection. You know, I know that there's stuff like that, but
mm-hmm.
you know, anything that might lead me downwards. Mm-hmm.
Well, your first thought is that if such a thing were there, likely it would have been beneath the tower in its own elevator or its own shaft. So that pretty much has been collapsed upon.
Yep.
That's just your first idea as you are poking around. And I'm going to go back to the surface. All right, you guys have handily are able to contain the fire. It's still blazing, but you've cut off its path to the building that would be bad to catch on fire. The armored police officers look like they're able to keep people at bay and they have started clearing a passageway to get the fire trucks through. You can now hear the sirens as they are getting closer. They're making headway. And looks like the looters vanished when the armored troops came down.
Good. That means we have true, true people here who are here to help people.
There are cries yes. around you from people saying, "My husband!" Ah!
Are there recognizable insignia on our armored police officers? Rank and...
Yes, like... yeah, they've got the chevrons on their oversized okay. metal shoulders.
Does this I have a question? Do their armors remind me of that armor that I once saw Tesla and I think Gavin also saw?
No, Tesla's was much more streamlined. These are... If you guys are familiar with like the Warhammer 40K game, they look like the really beaky space marine. You know, they're very large.
Oh, they're Thunder Warriors.
The shoulders are very oversized. The helmets are kind of come to a beak.
They can look forward to a horrible death of brain hemorrhage and tumor.
All right, but yes, you're able to pick out one of the troops that have more of the chevrons on his shoulders. He's got five.
I'd like to go and corner him and talk to them if I can. If they look exceedingly busy and they are obviously doing something very important, then I'll just grab hold of their aide de camp.
It looks like they have completed their mission, as they're not making any attempts to rescue people in the rubble, as you can still hear the cries of people. But they seem to have set up basically between the rubble and the people around them. They've set up a perimeter, and that seems to be their job. And they're helping the fire. So right now, the guy's just kind of staring down a corridor with his gun out.
Okay, I'm in hold of him then.
Yes. He kind of looks down at you. I assume you've got your identification.
Yeah, badge out.
All right.
Do you have plans of this building?
I'm sorry? Mission was to secure the perimeter. We're getting aid here.
Yes, I do not care what your mission is, but I assume that you are an intelligent man, and therefore you probably have plans of this building somewhere, or at least some knowledge of it.
Yes, some.
Okay. The important thing right now is that we get to those people who are going to be running out of air underneath. And right now that means I need to have knowledge of this building. Can you supply me with someone who I can work with, or can you assist me in this matter?
He puts a hand up to the side of his helmet, and you hear some buzzing around in there. And he said, "We're sending up a tactical engineer. He'll be with you shortly."
How long?
5 minutes.
Okay, that's what we'll do. In which case, while that's going on, I'm going to do a general archaeological assessment of the rubble.
All right. Hold on just a second, Bishop. I got something set up for you. Go ahead and give me your roll there to see how stable it looks like everything is at this time. And Bishop, there's a tiny little girl, maybe 8 years old, that's puggy, she's kind of got the back of your shirt and is kind of tugging on you. And says, Mister, help! My brother's over there and my cat too."
May I ask where over there is?
One of the buildings that had a slight amount of damage from the debris, it looks like one of the floors caught the worst of it, and you can see the windows are kind of shattered, and you can see some flames kind of coming out of it. So this isn't the Tesla Tower. This is one of the buildings on the side. And she's saying, "No one will listen to me. I can't get up there. It's blocked. The bad men in the metal suit won't let me go in." So, yes, I'm compelling you.
Okay.
I say, "I'll take care of it. Your brother, how old is he?"
"He's 6, but don't forget Fluffy."
"I won't forget Fluffy." I'm going to go over to the men and say, I make sure to grab a cloth, you know, wet it, put it around my face, you know, with a lot of the water, cut around and kind of go to the metal man. "I'm going in there to rescue someone."
He looks at you and shrugs his abnormally large armored shoulders and steps aside.
I run in there.
The little girl sticks her tongue out at the armored guy and falls behind you.
I make sure she does not go in.
Okay, she pouts.
I say, it's very dangerous, but I'll make sure Mr. Fluffy gets out of there alive. And your brother.
Okay, I'm spending a point for a reroll right now, because, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That blew, seriously.
Okay, spend fate point on kind and careful.
All right.
I think that applies. And this is at scholarship, correct?
Yes.
Wow, don't you have like a ridiculous...
God damn it, Nick! God damn it, what did you do?
What's the total?
Did you just pull a -3 and then a -4? Yeah.
God damn it, Nick.
So total... I didn't hear you complaining when Bishop was rolling 4s and 2s.
Actually, I've been rolling 2s. I haven't rolled a single 4.
So your total is a 1 okay. Right now, right?
No, 2.
Well, the previous roll was a 2.
Okay, so a 2 is the best roll. All right.
I will continue to spend, because that is embarrassing. Scholarship and empathy are the two things my character is meant to do well. Okay. Next up, I've already used archaeology, and I've already used kind and careful. Brain in the books. Can I take my higher roll of a 2?
Yeah, yes, you always take
the Okay, in which case I'll just spend for a +2.
Okay, I heard you. All right.
I'll spend another point for a +2. That brings me up to a 4. Okay. I'm not chancing another reroll. Okay.
All right.
Just for curiosity's sake, even though it's not going to count, do a roll anyway and see what you would have gotten.
No, don't. Okay. Not if you really want to, don't.
No.
It's going to be a high number.
That's okay. So your total is a 4. Guaranteed. That's what we're going with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So with your assessing eye, the way that the foundation is kind of settling and from what you can tell of the structure, you don't think that this is very safe at all. You think it's going to come down. And you can still see that there are people trapped in the building.
Okay. Can we clear an area, prop it, and excavate from there? Basically, instead of starting at the top and working down, which will just take too long and also cause these collapse, actually, you're saying the whole area is unsafe and it's likely to collapse. Can we actually manage to buttress an area so that it's not going to collapse and work from there onwards?
With the help of some engineers and some supplies, you think you can stabilize it.
And of course, then there's the obvious question. Are there actually just people who we can just haul out instead, who are on the surface right now?
Yeah, there's still some people stuck in the rubble, who may be dead or may be nearly dead. It's hard to tell. Or mostly dead. No one's made a great effort yet to actually go and check the people.
Okay, noblesse oblige. I am going to basically give up all my further actions into trying to help people through there. Well, I'm going to use all my efforts to coordinate the excavating of the people.
Okay, I'll go ahead and give you a fate chip for that. That could have been a compel. I forgot you had it. Go ahead and take one. Mr. Marshall, what are you doing?
I was right. If the building did topple, the direction it would topple in, is there buildings in the way now they're being cleared out?
Do you want to speak with your resident grave robber to figure that out, or do you have some engineering skills of your own?
if he's working with maps and stuff, it's probably quicker to organize that with grave robber.
Okay.
Yes, we've forgotten your name entirely now.
All right.
Well, I was going to take my next aspect is going, I'm not a tomb robber. But if I was.
All right. Aldrich, he does make a good point. It looks like the likely direction of collapse would be towards a particular set of buildings. Set that's storing very hazardous chemicals, according to Mr. Marshall.
It would appear that our efforts to prevent fire are going to have been in vain unless we can either prevent this building from collapsing in that direction or get those chemicals out of there as quickly as possible.
Apparently, I remember that there's a lot of chemicals in there and that might take too long.
examining the building, could we actually force it to collapse in another direction or just collapse diffusely?
If you had a controlled explosion on the opposite side, small enough not to fracture too much, you think you could manage to make it fall in the direction you want.
That is very risky, but it may be our best course of action. Can you deal with that? I'm going to see if I can get these people to safety. Gesturing to the variety of limbs and body parts.
Has anyone seen Marlowe around? He seems to be quite good with that sort of knowledge.
Meanwhile, underground, Marlowe.
I think it's a valid point for the characters at this point to realize we haven't seen Marlowe.
Marlowe, you think that you're looking around the rubble that's fallen through from above, you think you found actually a stairwell that's still intact. You think you can get into the tower?
I will do so.
All right. Sure, you go in. The building's on a very odd angle, so for a lot of this, you're actually going to be walking on, a hallway wall instead of the actual floor. And there are a lot of bodies down here. Some people look like they've not quite expired yet, but are definitely on their way. Not being a medical man, you're only guessing that 5-foot pillar that's thrust through his chest is probably, you know, spelling his end.
Yep. I just do what I'm looking for, what I've been looking for this entire time.
All right. Give me just a give me a scholarship roll just to see if you can kind of orient yourself with what you know the building's layout is, since it looks very differently now, mostly on its side. Not looking for a lot, just succeed.
You didn't get a lot.
Yes.
No.
All right, it's...
negative one.
Okay.
I'll spend a fate chip just to succeed here. I'm not really that smart of a guy.
Well, if you just spend a fate chip for the +2, that's enough.
Well, yeah, but don't I have to have a reason to spend a +2?
Oh, yeah, if you don't have an aspect that fits it, you can always spend a fate chip for 1 point with plus no aspect. One. Yeah. It's like the worst way to spend one, but you can.
Yeah, I guess it depends if you would allow... I save anyone I can, but...
Actually, thanks for bringing that up. I'm going to compel that.
Night and soiled armor, whatever it was, might be a rather relevant aspect, too.
But, you're pretty sure that some of these people aren't dead. So, yes, I'm offering the compel that you have to help them.
Hey, he saves who he can because he saves so few.
Yeah.
You refuse the compel. It's just going to cost you a chip.
Yeah, I don't have a chip to spend to refuse the compel. So
this guy holds his hand out to you with a pleading look in his eye.
How many? Is it more than one guy? Well,
there's several down here, but there's one in particular that looks like he might live, but is in a pretty bad pain.
Then we're going up the way, I guess.
So you are going to try to accept the chip and help, or?
Yeah, I'm accepting the chip and helping.
All right. Do you have any medical at all?
No.
All right. Give me another scholarship roll. Okay, very good. You think that you need to stop the bleeding. The guy is in no condition to walk himself, but you think you can carry him safely. The question is...
I probably don't think but I'll try.
With a scale 1 to success, and it doesn't, you're fairly sure of this, although not being a medical man, you don't know what...
No, I'm saying I probably don't think I can carry anyone, but I'm game enough to try. So.
Do you have a might rating at all?
No.
No. Okay. He's not that large of a guy. The question is, do you try to go up through the building or try to hazard the fire below and get him out through the subway?
We're gonna go up.
All right. Give me an athletics roll. It's okay if you fail it. That's pretty good, actually. You're having the flashbacks to Nom again. You got a buddy in a fireman's carry over your shoulders. He's bleeding out.
Bert, do you follow Logan's philosophy of you're never too young to have a Vietnam flashback?
Well, Marlo has already had a war flashback once, and it's coming on strong again. As a matter of fact, do you have an aspect?
I think he does.
It would be either the color goat has long since gone out of my life or X major.
You gotta put a new respect.
Nothing to compel there. So yeah, you're just having flashbacks to a time, and you've had to do this before. And you're making your way up along the side of a wall, trying to get to what looks like it used to be the third floor. Should be the closest to ground level, you're thinking. And you're picking your way through. Guy on your back isn't helping matters, but athletics roll was good enough that you're able to just slowly pick your way through the rubble, and you find stairways. So you're having to take these stairways, since the elevators, of course, aren't working. And right. You are able to finally get up to where you think the third floor is, and you're looking out through a shattered window. And below you, you see people that are being organized to stop a fire. You're seeing the police armored troops out there. And you're still looking for a door out, but you found a window to see what's going on.
I set him down, I kick out the window, and I scream for a rope or a ladder of some kind.
All right, guys, give me alertness rolls on the ground below.
minus. You hear something?
Police do.
Does that include me?
Oh, shit, I noticed everything.
not you, Bishop. You are in another building right now.
Yes.
All right, Gavin. You see one of the exterior windows kind of bursts out, and you see Marlo stick his head out, start yelling for a rope.
Can we get a rope over here for this man?
Sure. They coordinate getting a rope ladder up to you there, Marlo. And you're able to get back down on ground level with this guy across your back. By this time, they do have the fire truck up. The fire truck's also got some emergency service crew. So they start going through the rubble, just picking over it, trying to find people that can still use help. One of the guys takes the man off your back, Marlo, and starts attending to him.
Do I think that there's anybody else in there?
Passed many people, but this is the one you could save, you think?
Okay. Well, if I actually think there's another person in there, I ask if we have an estimate on how long it will last up.
All right, Gavin, you can fill him in on that. Well, you and Aldrich can fill him in on what that's going. Oh, Aldrich, the combat engineer finally does get to you. He's got his helmet off, and he's laid down the blueprints for you, and says, you know, you asked for these.
Yes, and I think we are going to have to control the collapse this building, but first of all, we must get everyone out, at least those we can.
By the way, since I have a rather good memory, I'll be able to recall if any there have been any changes in the parts of the building I've seen than the blueprints don't show. Especially since Tesla probably has made quite a few changes since the building was originally made.
Well, actually,
so I may recall that there's no particular pylon over here, or there's a new one over here, or something.
Actually, looking at the blueprints, they actually have a very kind of hazy outline of what the inside of the building looks like. You've got a pretty good structural representation of what the outside looks like and where your fire exits are. But you know for a fact, for instance, you're looking at like floor 3 and floor 4 look nothing like the map that this guy's got.
Okay. Do you want a scholarship?
Sure. Yes. Give me a scholarship roll. And actually, while you guys are doing that, I'm going to flip over to Bishop real quick. Bishop, you get to the door that the young lady's brother and Cat are behind, and the door is hot, and there's smoke coming out from beneath it.
I weep as I grab the shirt from my nice suit and use that to to open the door.
All right. You open the door, and there's a kind of like a blast of hot air. You've got to kind of push hard to get it open. And this hot air and smoke just comes rushing out. Give me an athletics roll.
Good thing I improved this. Woohoo!
Okay. You avoid from getting third degree burns on most of your body from that. After that initial blast, you see that there is a young man laying on the ground near the window, and there's a cat on his back kind of nibbling at his ear.
Since I did so well on that, can I actually narrate what happens?
Yes, go for it.
I go over to the kid, the building, you know, the fire kind of breaks out the floor. I grab the kid on one shoulder, grab the cat kind of under the crook of my arm. I jump over this gaping hole and run out the door, and I'm spending a fate chip. As I go out the door, there's a little bit of a blast of flames out the windows on the top floor. And as I run out the door, there's this guy, there's just happens to be a couple of people from the papers. I'm spending a fate chip for this to happen. People fall from the papers with their chemical cameras taking pictures.
I'm going to throw one caveat into that. Yes, you have people taking pictures, and they get this great picture of the cat that's now not like being carried under your arm, and it's clawing at the top of your head and kind of chewing on your ear as they take the picture.
Yeah.
Luckily, the cat is not a good fighter, and you take no damage from it clawing and...
And I make sure they pay attention that I give give the child to the medics, and I make sure I get the girl and give her the cat who's clawing at me.
Yes. Who fails to do any significant damage to you. It is not a D&D cat, so.
I smile to the little girl.
Yes, she takes her cat first before noticing her brother. Who the paramedics are now looking on into. Okay, what was your role there for Aldrin?
That's a total of a 2, which means another -2 on the die.
Should be Mana who does the...
I'm going to focus more upon finding places, but I'm going to keep on self-compel on Noblesse Oblige to mean that my focus is entirely upon saving lives, so I'm looking for anywhere where people could be trapped and still plausibly survive.
Okay, can we take a quick break? I seem to be choking here. I need some water. I'll be right back.
Sounds good.
God damn it, I'm just going to roll some test fudge here because, okay, a 2, a -1, a -3, a -2, a 0.
Yeah, I've got a wacky off-the-wall idea, and depending on that, I've got a far more sensible idea about something we can do.
All right, I think I'm back now.
Okay.
Not dying?
I was apparently being choked by the flames.
Okay, I'm back. Is anything?
How into the story you are.
Wow.
You've gone quiet again, Jonathan, so step closer.
Oh, sorry, yeah. As I said, I turned the boost down. It just means I have to remember to lean forward.
I will say this. That's a lot of negatives.
I know. I was test rolling 40 fudge. The highest roll is a 2, and then it's a -1, a -3, a -2, and a 0.
Yes, you're getting them all out of the way now. It's only going to be positives from here out, right?
No.
Actually, no. I found this great technique which works for D20s. Leave it on a 1. Leave it on a 1 for all day, and your first roll is probably, quite possibly, going to be a good one. Don't
really?
Think it works.
Yeah, I've
heard
actually,
that. There is.
Yeah, there is
actually a reason.
Plastic. Is it completely solid, and so will migrate.
Yeah, there's that, and also it's going to accumulate dust and particle matter on the surface, so... So it's not cheating. I swear it is not cheating.
And
unfortunately,
it did not
work
on...
Dice. Training the dice.
Yeah, well, I'm really upset about not being able to get D-Fudge here, because the D6s I purchased and was going to convert into D-Fudge, I swear they were psychically linked to each other.
You can't get fudge dice out there?
No, can't get fudge dice over here.
Really?
No one will supply them because very few people in England have actually heard of Fate.
Ah, shoot me your physical address when we're out of here. I'll send you some.
Oh, no, I'll get them someday. Besides, one day I shall go back to America and then I can pay you a house call.
That doesn't sound good.
No, I'll be collecting funds for the Let's Go Beat Marcus over the head for those puns. It's a trust fund. I'm sure I'll get plenty of donations.
There you go.
Kind of fundable.
All right. Aldrich is running in to help more people. I heard the same thing from Mr. Bishop. Is that correct? Not from Bishop. You're getting the photo op right now. Yes. For Mr. Marlowe, you're going back in as well, right?
I was asking for a quick estimate on how long that we have, but if...
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you were looking at the building plans they laid out. You have some demolition knowledge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and give me that repair roll.
So, nice. Yeah.
Okay. And since you have specialized knowledge in demolitions, if someone can give you some supplies, you're pretty sure you can make it fall in a more opportune direction.
Right. But how long would, given what I saw inside from firsthand knowledge, how long would the building have now?
You figure, depending on how many people are moving around inside, and there were still people in the building, that's a variable. You figure the building's going to come down on its own in maybe half an hour or 45 minutes. You think if you started now, it would take you about 20 minutes to rig up a controlled fall.
So I can murder a whole bunch of people.
Yes, yes. But you'd save buildings. You would save buildings.
I've got an idea so crazy, it just won't work.
What would be your idea?
We have a building. We have an airship we can use to stabilize the building with. We tether it to the top of the building. Then we can use the airship to help stabilize the building.
I don't think I think if you tie a couple tons to an airship and that goes down, the airship is going to go down with it.
Give me a repair roll there.
I walk over from my photo op.
Both? Just
yeah, them? Both of you. Yeah, both of you.
Four. But it'd be more amusing. Mm-hmm. One.
Oh, one. Well, strangely enough, Mr. Marlowe, the airship wouldn't have to hold up the whole building, but if it could provide just a little bit of ballast on one side, more than this other side, it might prolong how long the building can stand.
That idea is just, it's a one in a million shot, so it's going to work.
It is
one in a million chances crop out 9 times out of 10.
But, but how do we know it's exactly a one in a million shot? How do we know it's one in
999,000? You're having photos taken.
All right, so
even if he'd come over and talk to us, I'd still be saying that.
Yes, we get the attention of the policeman who, one of the metal policemen, and tell them our idea.
He apparently is in communication with the Zeppelin, and he's having them drop down tow lines. So,
now, do we need to connect those lines?
Yes, or
those
yes. Lines? Someone needs to connect those lines.
Underguard!
I look at Marlowe. Someone needs to connect those lines. Oh, actually, no, we should all look at Marcus.
We all look at Bishop, who comes over.
I call him Underguard.
I was just planning to go in there anyway. My last action was to go over the plan with the aim of looking for people to where people will most likely be concentrated and surviving.
The combat engineer offers to go in the building with you because he's going to need to be able to pull in those lines and secure them to something firm inside the building. So he's going to go in with you, Aldrich. But that's his mission. He's going to try and take care of that cable or those cables.
And I should get out anyone that's still alive.
Actually, one thing useful for me to do is, and I'm willing to spend a chip to say that I've actually done this, is start detailing some of the insides of the building. I'll spend a chip to say they've actually been around the power building, so the medics, so the firemen and stuff actually have some idea of where to go and where people are.
Sure, okay. So you're going to coordinate a rescue effort other than just running in there yourself. Okay, sounds good.
I'm not going anywhere near inside, so I'll spend a fate chip for that. So yes, I've done for my memory.
Bing. Sounds good. The firefighters will kind of gather around as you point these things out, and they start getting people oxygen tanks and getting fire axes together.
Stairs are over here, and they lead up to here, and these are the rooms and such, and et cetera, et cetera.
So, Marlo, what are you doing?
I am going to see if I can get some demolitions and start setting charges.
Okay. All right. So you are going to go ahead and start doing the job on that. And Aldrich?
Yes, indeed.
So are you going in and trying to rescue people with the firemen?
Yes,
indeed. Toline.
Okay, here's...
Yes, I will take your damned Toline, sir, but our primary concern is ensuring the safety of those inside.
All right,
yes. Over that at will... this moment and say Toline's?
Yeah, that will save us more people in letting more
people... It does not matter that we save the majority if it means that we sacrifice the lives in those inside without a second thought given to their safety. It is our duty, gentlemen, to save as many as we can.
And will you just get in there? Those just do the whole line.
Yes. Thank you.
Save the speeches for the glory hound.
So, Bitch, you come in.
He's covered in cat scratches.
Yes, he has cat scratches. Bishop, are you going in as well, since you came in?
Yeah, I'll go in and say, hear something about tow lines, and we'll be like, I'll help where I'm needed most.
Okay, here's how I'm going to do this. I'm just going to have you guys give me athletic rolls against a number I roll for the building. If you make less than that number, you're going to take damage. While you rescue people. If you make more than it, then you get away without much of a scratch. So, yes, the athletic.
Tell me what it gets.
That's a two for me.
Will we beat the building?
So you're both good, then. As long as you don't get a negative number, the building apparently is not up to you.
I rolled a six.
Because my Zeppelin idea helped.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we have the strange urge to thank Gavin when we don't get killed by the building.
All right. Yes, you guys are able to save a few more people, even as the combat engineers and the firemen get the cables laid. You guys help out with that as well. But you are able to stabilize the building long enough for another fire truck to come in, and more of the firefighters come in to rescue as many people as they can. Now, while you're doing this, all of you happen to be on about the sixth floor, which is Mr. Tesla's floor.
Ooh. How much intact is Tesla's floor?
Tesla's floor is about the same as the ones you've seen before. I mean, they're large parts of the walls that have been broken up, and the floors are, you know, pretty much disintegrated.
Straight away, a search of the floor for any sign of the
wait, right.
Am I on the sixth floor?
No. You are setting charges.
Yes.
All right, guys. So, kind of picking your way through Tesla's floor, there are some bodies here. There are some people still alive, too. Secretary in particular, his new secretary, suffered a broken arm and leg, but you're able to get her to safety. But she is able to basically open up Tesla's his inner sanctum area, where it's got the very well protected electronic door. She is able to get the code in. You'll have to force the door, but it's not locked, and no one's been able to get to it since this all happened.
Thank you. Get to safety immediately. And shove that damn door open.
Mm-hmm. Both of you guys need might rolls.
Can I supplement it by finding something along the lines of a bench or a large fallen piece of debris, roughly column-shaped, to help ram against the door?
Sure, you can get an improvised battering ram. I'll give you a +1 to your might. Yeah.
I got all the fun.
And then we can work with Bishop. I'm thinking that we could probably both do this together.
Yes. Yeah. Are you combining your roles? Go ahead.
Yeah. that makes the... frack. Oh, fine. You I'll almost spend hit
Bishop
my
with your battering ram.
I will spend my recently gained chip on Let's see, what can I twist for this? Okay, dangerous discoveries. I have been in very bad situations before now, and I have got out alive. Right. Therefore, I know how to deal with them.
Go for it.
So, yeah, I spent that, and I take that as a plus two, bring me up to a one.
Is two and enough? Then,
yes, it takes a little bit of time.
And then we get the battering ram on top of that, so yes. That's a three in total.
Yes, it takes a little bit of time, but you are able to get the doors open with the help of battering ram between the two of you. And sadly, Tesla's office seemed to have taken a really bad... I mean, it looks worse in here than it's look in most of the rest of the building. The walls have been bulged out. The ceiling above him has been cratered in. Tesla's back room, you know, you can see clearly through this kind of foyer area to the back room, and you see the table that you've met him before in. This is where you've had tea with him a few times. You see a form, well, at least an arm, kind of sticking out through the debris.
Run over to it, yeah. Making sure I'm careful not to step on.
Yeah, I was going to do something else first, but yeah, a person under debris takes precedence, so let's go dig that person out.
Get closer. Can we tell? Does it look more like the butler or Tesla?
It's a white sleeve. It's a white sleeve. It looks like it's Tesla's, you know, the normal coat that he wears.
So let's dig him out.
Since I have that hand, I do a quick check for a pulse. Since it's
no pulse.
Crud.
Right, you pull on the hand, and the arm just comes away and free. And...
let's dig him out anyway.
We
do have CPR in this universe.
I do a quick check though, because I figured Tesla would actually have a panic room nearby.
No, I do a quick. So you can't do both. Are you checking for a hidden room, or are you unburying
the? I do a quick visual check. You know, see if there's anything because the building's been tested.
I'm focusing on the body.
Okay,
I do a. You know,
if you're
doing
a quick check, give me an alertness roll.
How's a six?
Okay. You see something strange underneath his desk. It just looks a little odd. You're not quite sure what it is that makes you, you know, pause and look at it for a moment. But what's your priority? You're going to check that out, or are you going to unbury the bodies?
I yell for a fireman to help him. I've got to check this out. There may be someone else over here. I got to check to see what this is.
Okay.
And I go over and check what caught my eye.
No firemen nearby.
Oh, meh.
I go do a quick check to see what it is. I'm jogging, making...
All right, Aldrich, it seems like you are shoveling away debris by yourself as Bishop has become distracted with something.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want a mite for this, or is it just generally assumed I'm spending as much time as I can?
Do you have any kind of medical training at all? If not, just give me a...
I haven't got an official medical training. I've taken it that he knows basic first aid, and that's about it.
Give me a scholarship roll as you're going through that. And, Bishop, you've become distracted. It's something...
Six at last.
Tesla's... Plus oh, very good.
At last.
Okay, sure, you're able to get most of the debris off, and what you find is that Tesla's manservant had basically thrown himself over Tesla. You're pretty sure, you know, right away that he's dead, his back's broken. You move him aside and get to Tesla and check him out. He's got a very, very faint pulse.
Right. Well, faint as in he's probably about to die in 2 seconds flat, or faint as in he's out.
No official medical training, you don't know. You just know that there's
okay.
A pulse.
Okay, yeah.
It's very
faint. Sorry. In which case, I'm going to haul him out.
Okay, so you're manhandling the body off of Tesla, and you're trying to get to Tesla, and Bishop's kind of wandered off.
What
did I say? Should have basic to know that you don't want to move someone who's possibly got various broken bits and pieces inside them.
Yeah, I'm also conscientious of the fact that we have a building about to explode on us.
Yes.
Primarily, I want to get the body out of the way, then check for obvious injury, and mostly for any debris which has perforated him. So. Oh,
you don't want to stay there and take time and then the building collapse on you? Damn you! Damn you all!
Basically, this is as quick as I can. I'm hauling off the remains of the butler. Probably feel very bad about that in the morning, but for now, it doesn't matter too much. And I'm going to see if there's any obvious bits of metal or debris which have perforated the skin, mostly around the back. That's where I'm mostly concerned.
And it looks like
and the skull, obviously.
Looks like Tesla's got some kind of wound on his chest, as there's a lot of blood, and it is his. It's coming from, you know, it's not from the stain from the butler or his manservant, but it's coming from him around chest, lung area, and he's not breathing. Okay,
opening up his shirt, has he got something? Has he got an obvious lump of metal?
Yes, there is a jagged bit of metal. Looks like it came from the ceiling, perhaps, that is sticking out of his chest. And once again, he's not breathing.
Great.
Meanwhile, Bishop, give me an investigation roll as you look around Tesla's desk.
Give me a damned hand here, man.
Wow.
Two? Okay.
Two.
Yeah, there is a little, maybe a foot by 1 foot square hole beneath Tesla's desk, and you can see there is like a little trap door that was on top that's been sprung, and when it's closed, it looks almost exactly like the floor tiles around it. And you kind of look down the hole, and it's just like this 1 foot by 1 foot chute, so it's certainly not large enough for a person. And you can't really tell where the chute goes, but there's some kind of rails on the inside and some kind of like a tray. So, you know, some kind of dumbwaiter, it looks like. And then you hear Aldrich yelling at you for help.
Go over. I needed to check to make sure that there wasn't some secret exit. That we could get Tesla out of here faster, since it's only a 1 foot by 1 foot.
A good thought, but right now we need to deal with the fact that he has a lump of ceiling sticking through his chest.
Yes. About how long has it been for us?
You've been in the room for maybe 5 minutes. You've been in the building for about 15 minutes.
Okay, so we still have 5 minutes till he gets the charges ready.
Yeah, but he's not going to immediately set it off.
I know. I don't put it past him, so I'm counting it by the 20 minutes.
He goes to Marlo, who's got a cigar, and he's about ready to light a fuse.
Okay.
See, we've got an hour to spend getting people out, or I could set this bomb off.
It turned out to be rather a lovely day today.
I am very, very concerned about moving him. But unless we can manage to get some hands to help us with this, it looks like we're going to have to.
I'm probably the faster runner, and you probably
know. I know, but I don't think we should take him one man. That way we'll do more damage to him.
No. I'm saying I'm going to go run and get some more people, especially a man.
Good idea. Very good idea. I shall see if I can do anything here. And
yeah,
then
just keep him stable.
Good. Run.
I run.
Okay, eventually you're able to find a fireman who's just about, he's coming looking for you, saying, well, we've got the cables attached, their building's going to go down soon, we got everyone out that we can that was alive, we need to get you and your friend out of here fast.
We have Tesla, and he's badly wounded, we need someone quick.
All right, he goes and gets another fireman who come up with a bodyboard. Come into the room, you know, they're trying to do this quickly, but they move him onto it, strap him down so they don't have to move his spine too much, and sure.
Do we have something to help him breathe?
One of them throws a bag on his face and with a bulb on it in, and basically he's trying to get air into it.
Early before they started doing a tracheotomy.
Yep.
Yes. And I make sure
they're trying to get. They ask for you to go ahead to see if you can clear the way as they're trying to go through the room. This body board.
Will you need help with that? Will you need help with that? As I say that to Bishop.
I should be good.
Okay, I shall check the. There are more floors, aren't there?
Above this, there shouldn't be. It's all the gear for the transmitter.
Okay. Have we checked every area we could have up to now?
Or have no, we just not in not in 15 minutes you haven't. I mean,
okay, basically... yeah, that's what I'm devoting myself to.
I thought we still had 30 to 45 in extra yep. with the ballast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going I take it as given that my character probably has a timepiece of some kind, so yep. I'm going to just say, do not worry. I will get out of the building as close to time as I can. I'm going to search for anyone else. Get him out of here and get him safe, please.
I'm glad so. I gave such a precise estimate.
Yes, we will find that out.
I'm giving an extra, let's say, 5 minutes to 10 minutes.
To go down three flights of stairs, then climb down a ladder?
I have wings on my back.
All right.
Well, actually, I think you could jump out and grab... Is that me at the top of the building? Jump out, grab on the tow rope as the airship pulls away. That would look cool.
That's true, but somehow I don't think that's what he's going to do. He has wings on his back. That's so much easier.
Yeah, and the problem is he's probably going to be checking out the lower floors.
All right, so Bishop, are you going with the medics as they're asking?
Yes, I'm opening the way, yelling, "Clear the way, clear the way." Man, very badly hurt. Tesla, very, you know, Tesla. You know, I'm saying to people when I get outside, I'm not gonna say Tesla, but on the inside, it's like, move out of the way, man. Very badly hurt.
Yeah, except other firemen at this point.
Yeah, so I'll yell, "Tesla, move, move, Tesla, badly hurt." Pass right. the word along. Get immediate, you know, medical attention. Like
yeah,
if
they get
has
him
radio.
In the back. They get him in the back of the ambulance very fast. And Jared.
Yeah, I'm out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that I've saved lives, but I'm also mourning my suit.
Very nice. Okay, let's see how well Aldrich does here. Aldrich, I want you to give me an alertness roll.
Mm-hmm. Can I count this as a compel on kind and careful?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, you can self.
Yeah, more important. I'm just going to be exceedingly careful on this and time consuming.
Okay,
that's a two.
All right. What happens is you do find some more people. Unfortunately, you find a group of four people, and even as you find them and are going in to render aid, you feel the building shift below your feet.
Oh boy.
On the outside, people start yelling, "It's going! It's going!"
Please tell me there is a window nearby.
Sure, there's a window nearby. But you have four people in this room.
And our floor is?
First floor.
isn't that underground?
Well, the first floor above, so this will be the third floor.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's still going to be like a 10 to 20 foot drop at most.
Yeah, 10 foot drop or so.
Mm-hmm.
Onto rubble. Yeah.
Steel never hurt anybody.
Right. I just imagine you throwing
I'm going to cut scene with you for just a second, and I'm going to go to... All right, Mr. Marlowe, the engineers are around you. You've already got everything fused up and ready to go, and you're waiting to get the word of all clear when the engineer starts yelling at you, "The building's going down! You've got to blow it now!"
I yell up, "Fire in the hole!"
Yes!
Yes!
I give it a second, and then kaboom.
All right. Okay, Aldrich, back in the room. You felt the initial shock run through the building as it shifted, and there's some commotion going on outside. What do you do? Okay. You have four people wounded in this room. Nobody looks capable of moving themselves.
Okay. I know that I cannot move them to the out of the place myself. Looking out of the quick darting look out of the window. Is it obvious that it's certain death to jump?
No. Staying in the building might be certain death, but jumping out the window may... It's not certain death.
It's uncertain.
Okay.
Death.
Yeah.
It's certain harm and uncertain death.
Okay, unfortunately, if only this was an apartment complex, then we could grab a mattress. Unfortunately, it isn't. So,
There's a couch there.
Judging the age of the people here and anyone who is young, exceedingly young, I'm basically looking for someone who would appeal to the chivalric code, as this is someone you must protect. Obviously, I know chivalry is a load of insert species rubbish of your choice, but yeah, the obvious candidate of the person you must save.
Women and children first.
There are four men. All of them look to be like office workers. No one's like more, younger.
They're all equally hurt.
Yep. But there's one that looks particularly bad off. Like, you're sure if he was pitched out the window, he would die. Out of the other three, they might make it.
Okay. My glider pack, I've defined it as being very easy to use anyway. So the experimental design, and plus it's just a simple harness strap.
Yep.
In seconds, I'm ripping that off, slapping it on the guy, and shoving him out the window with that on.
So this guy's got this extra weight on his back, and he's going to climb up to the ground.
Well, no, I'm obviously stretching out the wings, but I'm basically hoping it's going to work like a parachute.
And out the window it goes! Ah!
It's giving. Oh! Okay.
Yeah, you watch kind of spiral out of control. It's not a quick drop to the ground. It catches a thermal up, and then it slams into a building across the street. Bloody slides to the ground.
Oh God! Can I do anything to us?
And then the building explodes.
Can I spend a chip carefully immediately on my? My glider has its improvements anyway, but.
Yep.
What
are the improvements?
My main improvement, which fits, is going to be that it's designed to catch the slightest gust of wind and thermal and travel greater distances, but that's also its experimental nature. That's what I put it as. So, basically, I will spend a point, and I think I can find an aspect to put this under. Damn it. What could I actually put this under? Well, I haven't actually used Noblesse Oblige. I compelled myself on it, so I could use that. Can I give this guy a reroll? Or
how many points were spent on the glider? Was it one stunt point?
It's one stunt, yes.
Okay. Yeah, don't worry about spending a chip. He's he won't be dead, but he's slightly worse off than he was.
I notice people are suddenly flying out of this particular window and trying to direct some attention over there. Yes. More people come out.
So, more importantly, what's going to go on with you and the other three as you hear a series of explosions go off?
Can they move at all, or is it I'm going to have to be dragging them to move them?
Oh no, they can move somewhat. Most of them have like injured arms. They can move somewhat.
I will act as a crutch for the other two and the two with the injured legs and hobble over to the window and jump as best we can.
Okay. Everybody goes out the window. All right, give me that letter roll to land well.
Yeah. I'm guessing this is going
to happen. This not going to happen.
Ooh.
Where is my damn friend of this? There it is.
I would just like to say, as the...
apparently it's because you were supporting two of the other guys who apparently landed like ballerinas. you slip and fall on a bunch of debris.
I jump out first and let them land on me.
You
might want to consider just taking a consequence or something, okay? You don't need to keep
blocking. No, you're fine. It's just going to mark off two boxes on your physical track. Can you take two?
Yeah, I can take two.
Battered around.
Actually, no, two will fill me up. I only have two in my stress pack.
Then you're fine. If it fills up both, you're fine. You don't have to take a consequence.
Actually, it only takes box two, not box one.
No, this is what we call area damage.
Just checking. I thought I had
just wait for us to change scenes, you'll be fine.
Yeah. So you're just twist your ankle a little bit.
That is 2 feet away. Won't hurt you at all.
No, I was actually planning to take damage to keep them safe if I could, but I couldn't think of any way of doing that. So
well, you just
they landed fine.
Yeah, they landed on you.
Yeah, we'll have it like that.
All right, now let's see if Nick managed to blow the building in the right direction or if it's going to fall on you anyway. All right, give me that repair roll. They take a plus two for your demolition, so... Oh. Yes. No, no, that, you're good. Three is good.
We miss you, Hood. Well, at least Von Hundegaard flew out. Ooh! He hit that building.
All right. The opposite side of the building, several small explosions go off, and the building starts teetering, first in the direction you don't want it to go, and then it kind of back end collapses, and the building just falls down upon the, excuse me, less populated area, and everything looks like it's safe. The tow rope cable
breaks the ship down with it because I forgot to let go. Ah, the humanity.
Tow cable was released just as the building started to crumble, so it was the building was gently lowered to the ground. There's a bit more dust and smoke in the air, but everyone feels like they got everyone out that they could. And as the dust clears. Now they have already sent Tesla out in a ambulance.
Can I ride with the ambulance?
Sure.
Leave a note with them saying I'm going with Tesla.
Okay.
You know, so someone finds Gavin in them.
Let's organize an entire squad to go with you.
Don't know if you have the time.
The armored cops.
Okay. We basically, there's two armored cops probably jogging along in their powered
armor. There you go. Sure.
Oh, clearing the way, probably.
Well, yeah, they will need to because there's still stuck cars on the ground. So, yeah, that'll work. They give you an escort of four, actually, since they've got nothing else to do with the scene right now. You got two behind you and two in front clearing the way.
And me with my one charge pistol.
Let us know if you get killed.
Or don't.
Or kidnapped again.
That only happened twice.
I let the...
Time's the job.
I go to the guy in charge and tell him what happened to the subway tunnels. That there were several crashes down there, and if there's, you know, spare men here, then we might as well go down there and start trying to save... Get those people.
Yes. As you say that, it now becomes clear once the building has settled back over and is basically opened up the air pocket beneath it, that the fire that's been raging out of control in the subways below is now quite obvious to the people on the surface. And firemen start directing their efforts down into the train switching station.
Oh, well, it was such a nice switching station.
All right. Good heroics all around. So everybody just take two fate chips.
You're feeling very generous today.
I broke even. How sad. I was hoping to get higher.
Oh, wait. I had two chips already? When did that happen? All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to consider Hundegaard as limping and working as hard as he can.
As soon as we change scenes, your track.
I know. I'm just thinking that I'm going to pretty much write him out from doing anything really meaningful and just trying his best to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Normal.
Indeed. Yes.
All right. When the dust clears,
there's no robots, just swashbuckle.
They've gotten more ambulances out to take more of the wounded away. A lot of the people that were taken out of the building end up being okay. Minor bruises, some battering, but quite a few of those are not the worst for wear. So the regular police finally do make their way there. Heading the group is Miss Blair, who they immediately start taping off the area to keep everyone else out. And she walks over to you, grim expression on her face, and kind of... A little bit of a lighter look to her face as she sees everybody there in various stages of helping people around, etc., and lightens up a little and says, "Well, I could have guessed that you guys would be the center of something like this. What do you have to tell me? Was it a slow day at the office?"
No. It was a, it was...
It wasn't.
It has
probably
been,
looked rather dusty and tired.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And bruised and scraped
everywhere.
Were you on a case? How did you all happen to be here at the same time?
Blind luck.
Well, we were coming this way and we saw the building explode. And so we made our way here to help.
Each individually in our own way.
In actual fact, we were given prior warning. Seconds before.
I slap him. Well,
yeah. He looks sharply at you. Hundegard says, warning from who? And a warning about what?
The butler. We were told that the master needed this. Mr. Marlowe, if you do that again, I will seriously stab you. I am very good with this sword. It is not for show, as you well know. Sorry, I am not in a good mood.
Well, obviously...
That means that
he is hysterical from being almost exploded. There's no such thing happened.
This is to Miss Blair, correct?
This is Miss Blair, yes.
Yes. So, Miss Mar, I know your first instinct is to lie to people, but in this case, Miss Blair can help us. It is obvious that there was something or some prior warning that
they had. You are making a mistake here, and you are being a fool. And you are putting all of our lives at risk.
Miss Blair looks at you, Marlowe, and then looks over to Aldrich and says, don't make me book you.
It is obvious that there was something that either warned those inside or some information which they gained, and therefore there was some other event before the controlled detonation. That was an obviously rigged explosion, as no doubt you've already surmised. So we need to look at, aside from assassination attempts and the disabling of this city, what is it that they were doing? But no, we got a simple message by telephone telling us that, I cannot remember the wording, Mr. Bishop?
Mr. Bishop isn't there.
All right. Sorry. Mr. Bishop received the call, but he simply said that... there's something along the lines of the master needed us, and he identified the voice as Tesla's personal manservant.
All right, Miss Blair's writing this down, as you say, and she says that, well, we'd just taken a guy into custody from a case that you had filed, and this happens. I start hearing this over the police scanners, and... the fire marshals were getting called over this. Does this have anything to do with the case you were just on?
I doubt it.
Unlikely. Very unlikely. That was a guild matter, but not the power of guild involved.
So you say Tesla's manservant called Mr. Bishop. She looks around. Is he here?
I believe he had other matters to attend to.
Not Bishop, the manservant.
He unfortunately did not survive the incident.
She arches her eyebrows at that and says, Mr. Tesla?
He's alive. At least he was when we last saw him.
She writes it down. They take him to the hospital, I gather.
Yeah, Bishop is with him.
Oh, okay.
Don't know if that's a help or a hindrance.
Were you lot the first on the scene?
No, there were already police officers.
There were some police officers here trying to control the scene when I arrived. There was some looting going on. Mr. Bishop turned up with quite a crowd of people, and we got them the situation as far as we could under control from that point of view, and then the SWAT team turned up and started organizing things properly.
All right. Well, she questions you for a bit longer and then says that I might have to call you all in for a follow-up after we do a little digging. Just make sure you're available this evening. Otherwise, you're free to leave. And she looks at each one of you as if she's expecting you to leave now.
I'm just thinking, I'm looking a little indignant. I mean, we've been here doing the work and TV boxes, and at the end, it says, oh, you're free to leave now.
I would prefer if I was never here. In fact, if there was no report of me being here whatsoever. And I am not involved in this case, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, she looks again and says, well, according to you, this isn't part of a case.
Is it? There is no case. I did not receive a phone call. I was here by blind luck, and I just happened to walk out of there. I did nothing whatsoever.
Good Samaritan here at the right time?
Nope, not even.
I think,
not even
the, I think the official term is public heroics.
Right.
Nope,
we were concerned citizens.
So you would like this to officially go down as an unknown, a person of unknown origins was on the scene to help. Okay. Well, Mr. Marlowe, we'll try and keep your name out of the press as usual.
Who?
Exactly. the rest of you? And of course, she puts her notebook away as she says this part and says, of course, thank you very much for the help that you could provide here. Once we get the preliminary investigations done, I'm sure we may end up having to consult you anyway. But right now, we really have to do this as officially as possible. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's... Hindegard is certainly leaving at this point.
Yeah. So I go get my bike, get back, and wonder, will my shower work without the power?
You get back just as it looks like someone's about to make off with your bike, and you scare them off.
Oh, God. I'm going to go and...
It looks like the looters are back.
I'm hoping I can collect my pack, and then I'm going to go to Greener's.
All right. Okay, so everybody disperses from the scene then. It looks like the police are... They're out in force, and they're tightening it down. They've got their crime scene tape up, and the firemen have gotten the fire underneath in control as well. And you do notice that they are bringing up people, some dead, some injured but alive. And as the darkness comes upon Metapole, you can't help but notice there are very few lights on in the city.